Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. One less potential candidate, U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, has decided not to seek next year's Democratic nomination for the presidency.
I believe we're out of time, the time necessary to mount a winning campaign for the nomination.
Speaking Wednesday at the White House, Biden cited the ongoing grieving process following his son's death in May as the main reason he will not run. Outgoing Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, John Boehner, has set October 28th as the date for party members to select their nominee for his replacement. The outgoing Speaker expressed support Wednesday for Congressman Paul Ryan, who has said he will run for House Speaker, but only if he has the support of all factions within the party. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has returned home following a meeting in Russia with President Vladimir Putin. The two leaders discussed the three-week-old Russian military campaign to support Mr. Assad's army. Mr. Assad is not known to have traveled abroad since 2011. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has endorsed the country's recent nuclear agreement, but warned the accord suffers from ambiguities and what he called structural weaknesses. In a letter to Iranian President Hassan Rouhani that was read on state television, Khamenei said such weaknesses could damage the country in the present and the future. No fewer than 14 South African universities have temporarily closed their doors amid a swelling wave of student protests over proposed tuition and fee hikes. There were scuffles Wednesday between protesting students and police outside of Parliament in Cape Town. Protests started last week at Johannesburg's University of Witwatersrand over a proposed 10% increase. This is VOA News.